Subsection, CW Transmission, part of Chapter 6, Basic Communicating, begins on page 21. CW Transmission. CW operators know that this mode is a reliable method of communicating under the worst conditions. Although it's true that newer digital modes rival CW as being equally as useful in poor conditions, these modes do not have the long history of service yet, nor the simplicity that CW can have. This transceiver has a built-in electronic keyer that supports a variety of functions. For details on using these functions, refer to Electronic Keyer, page 34. Refer, if necessary, to Operating Basics, beginning on page 13, for receiving details. 1. Select the operating frequency. 2. Press CW slant FSK, which is the button at about the 9 to 10 o'clock position next to the dial on the left, to select CW mode. Point, CW appears. Now there's an illustration of the readout. In this case, the frequency is 10.105.00, and the indicator CW appears just below the 10 point. Now, continuing the points, to tune in another station so your transceiver is precisely on their frequency, use Auto Zero Beat. Refer to Auto Zero Beat. Point. If you wish, you can press REV to switch receive from the default upper sideband to the lower sideband. R will appear. It will appear next to that CW. R under the display. Now, for the listener, the REV is a function that is shared with the numeral 9 in the keypad. 3. Press send. Point. RX disappears and TX appears. Point. No transmit carrier level adjustment is necessary. Point. Refer to CW break in. Page 34, for information on automatic TX slant RX switching. 4. Begin sending. Point. As you transmit, you should be hearing a side tone that lets you monitor your own sending. Refer to TX side tone slant RX pitch frequency. 5. Press send again to return to the receive mode. Point. TX disappears and RX appears. Note. Auto zero beating may fail if there are other interfering signals on frequency. Refer to communicating aids. Begin on page 29 for information about additional useful functions for operating. Subpart titled Auto Zero Dash Beat. Auto Zero Beat. Use Auto Zero Beat before transmitting whenever you need to tune in a CW station. Auto Zero Beat automatically and exactly matches your transmit frequency with the station that you are receiving. Neglecting to do this will reduce your chances of being heard by the other station. 1. Press CW Tune to start Auto Zero Beat. Point. CW Tune appears on the display in half lettering toward the right side of the frame. And for the listener, CW Tune button is located to the right side of the display It's the third button down in a series of four buttons, sort of racetrack shape buttons near the upper right corner. And above the shorter CW tune lettering is the word FAST. Point. Your transmit frequency is automatically changed so that the pitch of the received signal exactly matches the TX side tone slant RX pitch frequency that you have set in your transceiver menu configuration. Refer to TX side tone slant RX pitch frequency below for further information on that frequency. Point. When matching is completed, CW tune disappears. Point. If matching is unsuccessful, the previous frequency is restored. 2. To interrupt auto zero beat, press CW tune or CLR, the clear button. Now, as a refresher for the listener, the CLR button is the button that appears in the lower left corner below the numeral 7 button on the keypad. Note. Point. You cannot start auto zero beat if you have selected 1.0 kHz or 2.0 kHz for the DSP filter bandwidth. Point. When using auto zero beat, the matching error is within plus minus 50 hertz in most cases. Point. Auto zero beat may fail if the keying speed of the target station is too slow. Subpart. TX side tone slant RX pitch frequency. The transmit side tone is the monitor tone you hear from your transceiver as you send a CW. It is necessary so you can hear what you are transmitting. It is also useful for checking that your key contacts are closing, the keyer is functioning, or for sending practice without putting a signal on the air. Receive pitch refers to the frequency of the CW note that you hear after turning your receiver for maximum receive signal strength. On this transceiver, the frequency of the side tone and receive pitch are equal and selectable. Use menu number 20 to select the frequency that is most comfortable for you. To change the volume of the TX side tone, use menu number 21. The selections include off and 1 to 9. The default is 4. Note, the position of the AF control does not affect the volume of the TX side tone. This concludes the information. Subsection CW transmission on page 21.